with South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN, South Florida's NPR news station, and 91.5 WKWM, NPR for the Florida Keys. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Later on the program, Chef Norman Van Aken presents A Word on Food, and our Florida Keys calendar features Andy Newman. Now we catch up with Dr. Paul Posnack, co-founder of the St. Martha Yamaha Concert Series, now in its 10th season. Here's Charles Greenfield to tell us more.
One of South Florida's best-kept treasures, the St. Martha Yamaha Concert Series at the Church of St. Martha in Miami Shores, brings noted musical artists to the region. Directed by Professor Paul Posnack, noted pianist and transcriber of George Gershwin and Fats Waller, with well over a dozen CDs on various labels, including EMI and Naxos. Posnack is professor of keyboard performance and director of the collaborative piano program at the University of Miami's Frost School of Music. A child prodigy, he received bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees from the Juilliard School of Music, culminating in the Loeb Prize, the highest award at America's premier music school. Working with Father Wilfredo Contrera at St. Martha's Church on Biscayne Boulevard and 93rd Street, Posnack has organized excellent concerts in the 450-seat Oak Roof Sanctuary with its Yamaha C7 Conservatory Grand Piano. Past series have included Israeli duo pianist and Dranoff silver medalist Varshavsky and Shapiro playing four songs by Gershwin, arranged by Posnack for two pianos, the St. Petersburg String Quartet playing the Dvorak Piano Quintet with Posnack, and a few years ago their highly successful Baroque concert with UM's Dean of the Frost School of Music, Shelley Berg, with UM's Dr. Frank Cooper performing the Bach Double Piano Concerto. Posnack has recorded with stellar groups like the Emerson String Quartet and the Dorian Woodwind Quintet. He soloed with the National Symphony Orchestra at the Kennedy Center and even gave a special concert for the U.S. Supreme Court in May 2003. Recently, I had the pleasure to talk to Paul Posnack about the St. Martha Yamaha 2013-14 Concert Series on their 10th anniversary season. Paul Posnack, welcome to South Florida Arts Beat.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us about your relationship with the Miami-Dade Public Schools, artist visits with students, and the Parent Academy. I hear Superintendent Carvalho is a frequent attendee of the St. Martha series.
Yes, he's a very big supporter of what we're doing. Where all of the world-famous artists, ensembles, and orchestras who come to perform on our series come to the one of, or more than one, of the public schools and does a visit, performance, and interaction with the students and their teachers. And the students and teachers are invited free of charge to come to our concerts as well after our school visitations. And we have a wonderful time and I think a real impact this way.
Now, funding is always a challenge for a small community concert series. Describe briefly your funding process.
Our funding process is go out and beg. No. We have a very broad umbrella of funding from the Miami-Dade Cultural Foundation to the Salon Group to other organizations, foundations, and lots of individuals. Many people in our audience, even people who ordinarily would not be able financially to be sponsors, have sent in everything from $20 up to support what we're doing, because it's a real community concert series. Our ticket prices are below that of what you would pay for a movie, and our reception has real food, real wine, and real atmosphere. Meet the artists, get their CDs, etc.
St. Martha's Concert Hall has beautiful wood surroundings. Could you analyze its acoustic environment and the sound it produces?
Well, it's like a giant living room. It seats upwards of 650 people. You can hear everywhere. Every single seat has good acoustics because it's a tongue and groove oak. It's like a shallow mansard roof. And on the sides are these little cantilevered stained glass windows. The altar is marble and cherry wood. It's a perfect acoustical projection. It's warm, resonant. It's the best acoustics in South Florida, bar none.
Well, that's saying a lot, even with the Arts Center. Now, you started your series Sunday, November 16th, with soprano Sandra Lopez singing your new arrangements of Canciones and Zarzuelas of Ernesto Lecuona. What is the secret of this composer, the technique for the voice here, and why does the music impress you?
Well, these are some of the greatest songs in the entire Hispanic literature. Lecuona, a great pianist, was diverted from his own career by all these great songs. Siempre en mi corazón, which became Always in My Heart, a 1942 Oscar nominee. What would won the Academy, excuse me, except for it going to White Christmas. Siboney, Malagueña, all these great, great, great tunes.
Right.
But, you know, the published versions of these are in no way comparable to what they should be, with all of the wonderful Afro-Cuban folk rhythms. And what I've done is just to expand from the published versions, and with real Latin jazz voicings and big piano solos a la Lecuona and rich piano textures, and giving it a more orchestral and Latin treatment. So I think changing the nature of the way these songs are mostly performed and arranged. So, and the recording just came out. So.
The recording, I just want to mention, is to Lecuona with Love, and you have arranged this, and Sandra Lopez is singing, of course, and that is available on which?
It's available from me personally, paulposnick.com, or just call me. But it's available on iTunes, on Amazon, on Spotify.
Great.
Yeah.
Now, on Saturday, December 7th at 7:30, you are bringing Valencia's Spanish Brass. What music will they be playing?
We're bringing them back again, because this is one of the single handful of great brass quintets in the world. And they're going to be playing everything from Bach to Verdi, La Forza del Destino. They are masters of transcription of all kinds of literature, from the Baroque to the contemporary. They're doing Lucy and Linus from Charlie Brown.
Wow.
And so you're going to have a Renaissance and Baroque. And the second half are all English, American, and Spanish Christmas songs and carols, arranged especially by and for Spanish brass.
Now, Sunday, February 9th at 3, you're going to bring the Vida Guitar Quartet from England. There'll be Gershwin, Defaya, Scottish and Yiddish dances. And then on Sunday, March 2nd at 3, you're bringing in two duo teams.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about the concert in February and in March.
Okay, well, the concert in February 9, Vida Guitar Quartet are, again, like the Spanish Brass, one of the great guitar ensembles in the world. They've just been receiving rave reviews everywhere all over the globe. And they also are masters of transcription and will be doing an amazing kind of eclectic mix of repertoire. But we haven't had a guitar ensemble in all of our years, in our 10 years. By the way, this is our 10th anniversary year of our series.
Congratulations.
Yeah. The duo concert, again, will feature, as we have done in the past, the winners of the Murray Dranoff International Two Piano Competition, the major competition for two pianos in the world. And not only will be presenting you and Kim, the wonderful second prize winners, but two of the judges, who are world-renowned duo pianists, Peter and Volker Stenzel. So you're going to have piano four hands, piano six hands, and I'll join in a little bit here, and piano eight hands, and it'll be a great program.
It's going to be a piano slam, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
And you close the season Saturday, March 29th at 7:30 and Sunday, March 30th at 3 p.m. with flautist composer Nestor Torres, pianist composer Miguel Aquila, and Paul Posnack. It's called a Caribbean celebration.
Yes. Well, there are three important figures here. Well, of course, Nestor Torres, who's well known as not only a great jazz flautist, but also a wonderful composer and arranger. And he was going to be doing a special piece for this occasion and for St. Martha's. Miguel del Aguila, who is a rising young composer, originally from Uruguay, and Tania Leon, who is a major artist from Cuba originally, Cuban-American New Yorker. And then I'll be participating. So it's Uruguay, Cuba, Puerto Rico, and New York. And it'll be a Caribbean festival.
Paul, I can't wait to see the people dancing in the aisles. And I want to thank you for attending South Florida Arts Beat.
Thanks, Charles. Great to be with you.
The St. Martha Yamaha Concert Series 2013-14 and founding artistic director Paul Posnack are hardly secrets anymore. And for good cause, since their programming and extremely reasonable ticket prices make them one of the best deals and events in town. Additionally, their sanctuary setting and atrium reception space make for an ideal weekend musical treat. To purchase tickets, call 305-458-0111 or click on their website, stmartha.tix.com. You can also get tickets at the church office or at the door. For South Florida Arts Beat, I'm Charles Greenfield.
Charles Greenfield is a classical music contributor for the Sun Sentinel and has written for the Miami Herald. You can email him at cdgpm@bellsouth.net. Please stay with us. South Florida Arts Beat continues in just a moment.